DK Audio presents Girls Just Wanna Have Funds, A Feminist Guide to Investing by Camila Falkenberg, Emma Dubitz, and Anna Sophie Hartvigsen. Read by Charlotte Gosling. Don't think investing sounds interesting? No problem. We're not here to have fun. We're here to make money and claim our power. Note to the listener. This book is written primarily with women and non-binary people in mind, but we invite anyone who supports the mission of closing the financial gender gap to listen to it and learn from it. For the ones who've been left out of the narrative, for the ones who've been told they can't or shouldn't, for the ones who've wanted something more, it's time to shift the tides of power and claim our rightful seat at the table. We welcome anyone and everyone to take charge of their financial future in the name of a new status quo. This book is for you. You deserve to be heard. Money is power. Women are now entering higher education in record numbers. They are climbing the corporate ladder, running for political office, pushing against the glass ceiling, and pursuing power as seldom before. However, there is one area yet to be addressed: money. Money equals power and opportunity. It brings you the essentials in life: food, shelter, clothing, and education. But it can also do so much more than that. It can buy you the freedom to do what you've always wanted. Take that trip, make music, build a company, get your kids off to a good start. Perhaps even use it to do your bit to make the world a better place. But although money is an essential element of life, it is something that women and marginalised communities have historically been excluded from earning and managing. As a result, there's not a single country in the world where men and women are financially equal. In fact, the World Economic Forum estimates that it will take 257 years to close the financial gender gap. This effectively means that today, no woman will live long enough to experience a world in which she has the same level of freedom and opportunity as her male peers. There are 195 countries in the world. Not a single one has achieved financial gender equality. Let's get this straight. Nothing bad happens when women have more money. In fact, quite the opposite. It benefits individuals, companies, and society as a whole when women are able to spend and invest. A McKinsey & Company study from 2015 found that if women were to participate in the economy on equal terms to men, they could add as much as the combined size of the economies of the United States and China today to the world's GDP. How remarkable is that? Still, the discussion around money is sensitive, tainted with emotions, values and personal beliefs held by ourselves and instilled in us by the generations before us. In this book, we'll do our best to outline the current state of financial equality and what you can do to improve it for women of our generation and for those to come. We don't have to sit around and wait for change to happen. There are many ways by which we can take action ourselves, and our aim with this book is to offer you concrete advice on what you can do to optimize your financial situation and to help everyone around you achieve the same success. Because one thing is certain, money is power, and women need more of both. Gender stereotypes kill dreams. Gender stereotyping is still alive and well in the 21st century. From the moment babies are born, their assigned sex immediately begins to shape how they will be treated, what opportunities they will receive, and how they will behave according to dominant gender stereotypes in their society. The most significant influence on gender role development occurs within the family setting, with parents modelling and passing on to their children their own beliefs about gender. You may recognise this trend from your own childhood. For example, did your parents teach you how to manage money? Did they participate equally in all of your family's financial decision-making? In the UK today, 68% of girls feel held back by harmful gender stereotypes. Is financial inequality just a gender issue? It would be easy to make
Sample complete. Ready to continue?